Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Forge D20. I am your Forge Master, Zach Coldiron. Before we go ahead and get started with today's episode of Thrones, I would like to thank our newest advertiser and sponsor. That would be Neg Dog Championship Wrestling, based out of the Florida area. More show information is coming soon near you, so be prepared as you will see your Forge Master, Zach Coldiron, there in some capacity. What? We don't quite know yet, but stay tuned for more information. Without further ado, let's jump into this episode of Thrones.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Forge 20's Thrones. I'm your DM, Hunter, accompanied once again by my best friend, Zach, and my brother, Parker. I am so excited to get back to the table and get back to playing this game with you guys. It's been only a week, but it feels like a lot longer sometimes. Stressful weeks, stressful times. But once again, we are here to enjoy this campaign, this shared storytelling experience with you guys. So, from the top, I'm just going to give you a brief recap, and then we'll get into this thing. So, last time, we joined our intrepid adventurers. Alistair and Daedalus had agreed to work with one Hatheron Orcsbane. They agreed to join him on his sort of crusade against the orc tribe that has begun to infest the Storm Coast. In exchange for helping Hatheron deal with the orc threat, Hatheron agreed to help them deal with the dragon. In doing so, he laid out his plan that the orcs are in two locations. The orcs are at a place known as the Circle of Thunder, and they are located at a lighthouse southwest near the coast. It was up to Hatheron's discretion where they would go, and Hatheron decided that they would go to the Circle of Thunder first, because he had heard word that the shamans there were performing some kind of ritual. They headed to this location, and they indeed discovered three shamans. Well, two, performing a ritual. They did not know what ritual was being summoned, but at the top of this hill, where this ritual was taking place amongst a massive thunderstorm that was blowing the entirety of the forest back from its gales, its gust of wind. Hatheron knew that he had to get into action because a very powerful summoning must have been taking place. Hatheron booked it up the hill towards the summoners. In doing so, he left Daedalus and left Alistair alone to deal with orcs that had rapidly approached them from the southwest. They had spotted them approaching the hill. Daedalus and Alistair having been ambushed, Hatheron ambushes the summoners, and after dispatching the orcs from the southwest, Daedalus and Alistair look to the hill to see that Hatheron has indeed dealt with all of the summoners and their help that they had, which was a few twig blights. After these orcs were dispatched and dealt with, a powerful, blinding, and cacophonous roar of thunder and flash of lightning blinded Daedalus and Alistair, blinding also Hatheron, but knocking him back nearly off of the entirety of this hill, and appearing now before them at the apex of this hill, at the apex of this summoning ritual, stands a demigod known as Gorthok the Thunderbore. And Gorthok the Thunderbore is not a being of peace. He is a being for one thing, and that is war. And so, we will pick up right from there, where the summoning has taken place. Hatheron, Alistair, roll me some initiative.
Alright. I thought the one was me for a second. I was like, wait a minute, I just rolled a, like, a 13.
Garbage initiative.
Don't worry. Alistair Darkheart's got this. Fucking gets obliterated.
Gotta make sure I'm loud enough.
Skinny elf 1v1's a fucking bore. That'd be stupid.
How do you know my search history?
What the fuck?
I'm just adding everybody to the combat tracker. Alright, so... So, from the top, we see that Alistair, you rolled a 15, which is highest. So, to describe the scene before you, you see at the top of this hill where the, I believe it looks like 8 or 9 Stonehenge-like structures are placed in a circular formation around the apex of this hill. You see Gorthok the Thunderboar after you regain sense of sound and sense of sight. You can see Gorthok up there, a massive boar with these trails of blue lightning tracing off of its tusk, and its movements are uncanny. You see that it's almost like it's skipping a step here and there. Like it's moving so fast the eye cannot see it. That being said, what do you do?
In this moment, Alistair kind of like realizing that this ritual has practically succeeded, he's going to have this look of like shock in his eye, and he's kind of looks like he's kind of like deciding what he's going to do, panicking a little bit, and then he just points a finger out at Gorthok and says, "Oh, I fucking hope this hits!" And you see an Eldritch Blast come shooting out. So he's going to fire an Eldritch Blast up the hill. Oof, 13.
A 13 just misses.
Oh, no.
You let out this icy blast from your fingertips. It shoots off towards Gorthok, but he's just a little too quick, and he's just a little too far away. It just traces off. Anything else?
So Alistair's going to panic even more. He's like, shit, and he looks over to the nearest tree, which is just about 30 feet like north of him, and he's going to try to hide behind the tree. And bonus action, let's see. Nope, that's it. That's all for me.
Alright. Next we go to Gorthok the Thunderboar. Gorthok? He's going to immediately turn his sights on the nearest creature to him, which is Hathoron. Hathoron, Gorthok is going to come charging forward towards you. He is going to... Let's see here. He's got a couple of different things. He's going to use his lightning tusk. He's going to charge at you through the Stonehenge-like structure and attempt to gore you with his tusk.
Can he flip through it?
He's going to crush the Stonehenge. He's going to break right through it. He's massive. This is nothing to him. He just charges right through it. We're talking about a boar that's probably about the size of a small... I don't want to say small school bus. That doesn't really... I would say a medium-sized bus. But he smashes right through it. And you... But as this happens, I'm going to go ahead and roll my attack, and then we'll describe how it... whether it hits or not as he charges through. Is an 18 hit Hathoron?
That is my AC, so no.
Yes, that would hit.
Oh, we're not doing defense? Okay.
Yeah, we do offense.
Okay, cool.
Right, Zach, that's what we've been doing, or have we been doing
defense? Yeah, 18, an 18 in 5E would hit.
Okay. Alright, so Gorthok turns his gaze upon you, Hathoron. You see lightning in his eyes. And you can tell he has recognized you. He sees you. You are the first. He kicks one hoof back, kicking up the dirt. You see him snarl for a second, and he comes charging forward. You hear the cacophonous boom of thunder as he moves, charging through the Stonehenge structure, obliterating it. You see chunks of stone to the left, to the right, and above you, even some coming towards you, hitting you in this moment. Not for any damage, though. But Gorthok, with lightning fast speed, comes charging in, goring you with his tusk. You take 9 points of damage.
What kind of damage?
It is lightning.
Damn. All right.
Alright. After that, let's see if he can do anything else. Nope, that is it for Gorthok. So, Gorthok's turn ends. It goes to Daedalus. Daedalus sees a little bit of what's going on at the top of that hill. It's almost out of his vision now at this point. He can see the top of Gorthok, and he can see a Stonehenge-like structure being obliterated. He sees some of the chunks being blown up into the air. He knows Hathoron is up there, and Hathoron is likely getting his shit kicked in here in a second. So Daedalus is going to spring into action as much as he may not want to in this moment, thinking about how Hathoron abandoned him in the previous fight. Let's see how far he goes. I'm going to have him sprint up the hill. He goes a whole 60 feet. Daedalus gets right there. That is the end of Daedalus' turn. He just goes charging up the hill towards Hathoron and towards Gorthok. Hathoron, you just got blasted by Gorthok. You got knocked back about 5 or 10 feet, able to regain your footing after rolling a foot or two, and Gorthok's still relentlessly right on top of you. What do you do?
So I am going to choose to frenzy attack, which just means I get two. And I'm going to green axe twice. Oh, I didn't hit. Ignore the damage. It rolls it automatically when I click the little picture. God damn. Double miss.
Unfortunately, yes. You missed twice. Double tens. You take swings at Gorthok, cleaving your axe diagonally from the top right to the bottom left of his front of his body, his face. You bring another, using the momentum of the axe, swinging it from the top left to the bottom right. Both swings, cleaving towards the creature. You swear this is where he is, but in an instant he moves at a speed that you just can't quite adjust yourself to, and he just jutters out of the way of the first strike, jutters out of the way of the second strike, and it looks like he's getting ready to pounce on you again. Is there anything else you can do on your turn?
That's a great question. Would grappling be a bonus action or no?
I will allow it.
I'm going to try to grapple the Thunderboar.
I'm a generous DM. I will allow it. Go ahead and roll your strength check.
Okay.
Yeah, roll a strength check.
An 11. Fuck off.
An 11? Let's see what he gets. 18.
Damn.
So you attempt to reach out to grapple the creature. You reach out and try to grab Gorthok's tusk. And as you reach out to grapple with one of them, you once again, you're grasping nothing but air. As he just jutters to another side, trails of lightning from where he once was to where he is now. Do you wish to do anything else? You still have movement if you wish to move yourself in any way.
Nope, that's all I'm going to do.
Okay. We go back to the top of the order. Alistair Darkheart, you watch Daedalus sprint up the hill, and you can hear the cacophonous boom of the Stonehenge structure being destroyed by Gorthok's charge into Hathoron. You can still hear crackles of lightning here and there from his movements. You can't quite see the action, though, at this point.
Okay. So in this moment, Alistair's still panicking a little bit. You can see he tries to slow his breathing down, closes his eyes a little bit, realizes he kind of needs to be cool in this moment. Like, if he's not going to calm down, he's not going to be able to do what he needs to do to defend himself in this situation. You're going to see him peek across the corner, and he's going to point his finger at Gorthok and try to hit him with another Eldritch Blast.
So, from here, I would say you can't... You can just... Oh, you're just going to try to... Oh.
It don't even matter. Alistair points his finger at the at Gorthok, and you can see that he's about to conjure an Eldritch Blast, but it suddenly dissipates for some reason.
Oh. Interesting. Oh, and for the audience, he rolled a one.
he rolled a nat one on his attack.
So it did not matter in the end whether he could see it or not. It didn't work. Do you wish to move in any way?
Yeah, Alistair is going to use his movement as he's going to kind of just do a nice little 30-foot jog over this way.
He's in no rush.
Well, gotta use my action to try to do some damage, but that's gonna be all for Alistair.
I'm on my way.
I'll get there when I get there, motherfucker.
He's doing that old lady speed walk, you know what I'm talking about, where they got their martial types of...
Overly swinging the fucking arms and everything, brother.
Oh, okay. Alright, we go to Gorthok the Thunderbore. Gorthok is going to... Let's see here. He's got a whole list of things he can do, so I just want to make sure I'm looking at everything. Oh. Cool. Gorthok is going to... So you see Hathron before you. As Gorthok takes in a deep breath, you see the very air in front of his nostrils. You can see the air pull going into his body. His eyes get bright with blue lightning. And then he snarls, growls, and eventually roars as a blast of lightning comes forth towards you. I need you to roll me a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, ignore the last thing I did. That was an accident.
I tried to attack it.
14.
Oof. Unfortunately, Hathron.
Damn.
Your eyes widen as you see the maw of Gorthok open before you. A bright blast of blue lightning streaks out and resonates with impact on your right shoulder, just above the pectoral, blasting you, knocking you back 15 feet down the hill. You go rolling down the hill, your arm, shoulder, that whole area throbbing with pain. You can feel the leftover amounts of electricity, the wattage, the voltage, whatever descriptive term you prefer, singeing your body. Your nervous system is completely fried. You can feel the throbbing pain all down your body and the side that it hit you. The amount of damage that you take is... 18 points of lightning damage.
Holy fuck. Alright, boys.
Oh, shit.
I need you guys to wake up.
we sleeping out here, bud.
This is something that I like to call consequences of your own actions, Hathron. When you go charging into a summoning event by yourself while your allies are at the bottom of a hill 120 feet away, it could get pretty dicey if you're up there by yourself with a very powerful enemy. So it takes about two turns for Daedalus to get to you.
Daedalus ain't in no fucking rush either, I imagine.
Daedalus is in a rush because he knows if he doesn't help, that thing's coming after him next, and Hathron's their best chance at killing this dragon at this point. So, that being said, that's the end of Gorthok's turn, and we're going to go to Daedalus. Daedalus is going to use the rest of his movement. Let's see how far he can go. Da-da-da. Oh, he can get to him. Daedalus is going to go sprinting forward into the backside of Gorthok, and he's going to chop at his hind leg.
We have important chops. So that being said,
at level 2, he has action surge, right?
Think fighters do get action surge at level 2.
I sure hope he does, because that doesn't hit.
I will tell you right now, because I'm about to pull... Yes, you get one action surge.
It's time. Action surge. Daedalus is going to use his action surge that he just realized he has, and he's going to go ahead and take another swing at that hind leg that he somehow missed. Oh my god.
He missed again.
He misses twice.
Fantastic.
He goes chopping at hind legs, and he misses as well. Gorthok's just too quick. He sees, I guess he must know Daedalus is there, or maybe he's just juddering around from the blasting out of this lightning from his body, and Daedalus somehow whacks it, nothing but air. That's the end of his turn. It goes to Hathoron. Hathoron, you see Daedalus come careening out of the other side of the hill, and you see him now attacking at Gorthok's backside. You're at this point, you're at your knee getting up from the ground. I'm not going to count that against your movement, though, but you're getting up from being prone.
Run out of options here. First, I'm going to frenzy, because apparently in 5e, it's not a negative thing to do. It's only positive. And then 5, 10, I'm going to run back up to it. I'm like a fucking asshole. 5, 10, 15, right there. 15 of my movement. And then I shall. Great axe.
That's hey, please. Oh my gosh, thank you.
Finally!
You're up. Yeah, let's see that damage.
Big damage, big damage.
Stinky damage, let's go!
Let's go, boy!
Alright, I get an additional plus 2 to the damage, so...
I see, 18 out of 73. So, dang, you already got him down to...
Doing it again. Same shit.
Yes! Yeah! 20, baby!
Oh, that scared me, dude. It rolled so slow.
32.
What's the next one? What's the
Come
damage?
Come on, baby. Bad damage, bad damage.
That's okay.
Damage.
That's
okay. Damage.
Damage, damage. We gotta take what we can get, boys.
All right. Now let me check action. Something real quick. Before you get to that bonus action, there's okay. Something that Gorthok can do when he takes a certain amount of damage.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, no. It's fine. I gave it away, but I didn't give away what it is, but it isn't quite what it needed to be yet.
Ooh,
so go ahead and describe how you attack him first before you do your bonus action. I'm sorry.
Hathoron, after he's knocked back and Daedalus attempts an attack, Hathoron knocked back, rolls down the hill, catches himself, shakes his head like he did before, and he can feel the electricity moving through his body, and he's trying to adjust to it, and once he refocuses, he darts back up the hill, swinging wildly, because he knows that if he focuses too hard, he's going to miss because of how quick this boar is. So he's just going to swing and hope it goes good. And then he makes contact, luckily. And in that half second after he makes contact, it slashes down one side of the boar. And then immediately after, he brings the axe back up as hard as he can. And it slashes again. And he's proud of himself because of how quick he was.
Very nice. Very nice.
I probably can't back up without provoking an attack.
That's true.
So I will grapple.
Alright. Go ahead and attempt to grapple with him again.
18.
18.
Oh, wait. All right. It's a strength check, right?
Yeah.
I get advantage. It wasn't any better. All right.
18. Let's see what Gorthok rolls. Oh, my goodness.
What do you roll?
23.
What the fuck?
Unfortunate. Hathoron, you once again try to grapple with the creature. You're reaching out in a frenzy. You are pretty much throwing caution to the wind. You're not really paying attention to where the creature necessarily even is. You're trying to anticipate where he's going to be. And just as you feel like you're getting contact on the creature, he wrestles his tusk away from you in that moment. But you know you did get contact. You felt the touch. You felt the static electricity course through your very fingers as you felt the ivory of his large tusk there on the right side. And you can see a massive gaping wound on the side of the creature from where you slashed into it repeatedly. You did make a significant amount of damage there. That is the end of Hathoron's turn? Question mark?
Yes.
Alright, we go back to the top. Alistair Darkheart, you watch as Daedalus crests the top of the hill, and you assume he is now in combat with Gorthok. What do you do?
In this moment, Alistair, realizing that his Eldritch Blast fizzled out,
He's gonna look. Can I use a bonus action to do a perception check so Alistair can, like, kind of look behind him? Like, or around the area to see if he sees somebody watching them?
Sure.
Ooh. A 10.
Alistair, as you look down at your hand, from which normally you could easily project a simple Eldritch Blast, it's elementary to you. You look at your hand, and you begin to look around you to see some source of this, I guess, anti-magic. So maybe perhaps somebody watching you, participating in this, maybe a leftover summoner. You don't see anything. Perhaps it was something else. But then you hear something on the wind, something very, very faint. Just hits your left eardrum. You hear a whisper. Alistair. And that is it.
Alistair, the second he hears that voice, is going to flinch and start running up the hill in fear. You see him, he's like panicking, and as he's running, he points a finger at Gorthok and screams, "Why don't you come get a piece of me, you dirty bastard?" And he fires an Eldritch Blast at it.
Roll a one again. I dare you.
19. 19.
The opposite. The opposite. All right, you hit. Roll your damage.
Ooh, 13 points of force damage. Ooh. Also, when I hit a creature with Eldritch Blast, I can push it 10 feet away from me in a straight line.
All right, so 5, 10.
As you see, a cacophonous blast of ice, doom, and it pushes the boar back about 10 feet.
You watch as Gorthok stumbles from the back left side of his body being blasted. He kind of falls over on his front right shoulder, stumbles a little bit, and then catches itself about 10 feet from where it was. Hatheron, the creature's now out of its reach, and you can now move successfully where you need to be. And there's a bit of distance between you and it, and same thing for Daedalus. There's a bit of distance between you all as you guys are taking... The fight now is taking place amongst the rubble of that Stonehenge structure. A great portion of it laying around Gorthok's body. As he gets back up to his feet, you see him start kicking his hoof. And he's looking right at you, Alistair, and you see steam coming out from his nostrils. Is there anything else you wish to do?
There's nothing else I can do.
That is the end of your turn, then. And we go to Gorthok, who, after being blasted by that mage over there, or perhaps something else, question mark, he is going to, let's see. Alright, he's going to go charging straight towards you, Alistair. He's going to use a charge attack. He can hit anything in a straight line equal to his movement speed. And his movement speed, 50 feet! Wow, I wonder how far away you are.
50 feet! I bet.
40. 45. Almost. That would have been... So, he hits... Let's see. Who does he hit along the way?
Fucking Daedalus.
He actually hits everybody on that path.
Son of a bitch.
Everybody needs to roll me a dexterity saving throw, including Alistair.
Fuck. Team.
Fantastic. What a great fucking save.
Daedalus' roll, he gets a plus one.
22.
8. He does not get hit. Okay. So, Alistair, Hatheron, you both successfully saved the DC of this. You take half damage. Oh, wait, no. Actually, you take no damage from this charge. On this one. That's what it says here. You take no damage. However, Daedalus takes the full brunt. He gets trampled. So Daedalus is going to be knocked prone, and you guys watch as Hatheron, you barely manage to kind of tuck and roll out of the way of the stampeding, the speed of sound, literally, Gorthok. You watch as this blast of force goes off around behind him. You see the sonic boom, skadoom, as he goes flying towards Alistair. You watch as you see Daedalus go from a standing position to immediately tumbling along the ground. And he's just rolling 5 or 10 feet. Dirt and everything kicked up between him and where Gorthok is going. And Gorthok heads right towards you, Alistair. In a sonic boom, you hear it before you see it. Gorthok is there in an instant. But you watch as he charges in. He is pinned between the two Stonehenge structures here. You see where you are right on the map. You're kind of right between them.
Yeah.
And you're back a little bit. He crashes into it. You hear a cacophonous boom, boom from the impact. But you watch as Gorthok is just kind of grinding himself in there, and you can hear him snarling and sneering at you. And you see Daedalus in the background. You watch as he tumbles. Now we're going to see what damage he takes. Daedalus takes 8 points of damage. Alright. And he's still not looking good from the last damn fight where he got ganged up on. Daedalus is also bloodied. So right now we have 2 party members bloodied. Hathron and Daedalus. Daedalus, you can... Hathron, you're close. So now if you can see, Daedalus is barely moving. You can see visible chunks of his armor are dented. Some have been completely knocked off. He's barely gaining consciousness at this point. You see him getting up to his feet. He coughs out a bit of blood as he tries to get his footing. It's the end of Gorthok's turn, beginning of Daedalus' turn. Daedalus is going to use his bonus action to use Second Wind and get a little bit of healing. See how much he gets.
Oh,
fantastic.
Stop.
1. He watches Daedalus tries to take a breath in, and he tries to power his muscles, tries to get some lactic acid, some sort of vitality back through his system. And you watch as he takes his deep breath in, but his muscles don't react like they usually do. Usually you see this sort of freshness about him, and you watch as his body kind of sags back to what it was. But he gets his footing, and he goes charging back in after Gorthok. This time he has advantage, though, because he's on the opposite side from Alistair. They're flanking Gorthok. He's going to once again take a strike at the creature's hind legs. He's just going to take a swipe at the nearest one. 14 plus 5 hits. Let's see if he gets a crit, though, just in case. You never know, because he has advantage. Why not try? Almost. Oh, my God. So, 19 hits. Daedalus does... 7 points of damage as you watch as he takes the sickle and cleaves it right into the back right hind leg of Gorthok. You watch as the blood splatters along the ground as the sickle goes about 6-7 inches deep into the creature, and he pulls the sickle back out from his hind leg. Gorthok careens his head up, screaming towards the sky, and now his body's kicking back towards Daedalus. He takes 7, so it's at 31. Alright, it is now... Let's see. After Daedalus, it's Hathron. Hathron, what do you do?
First things first, Hathron's gonna move. 5... 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And it's time to start throwing shit. Let's go... Jeff first. Let's go!
Ooh!
Let's go!
Double though. You still get the double.
Yeah.
So... Alright. So it's... Is it the double to the plus ones or to the whole thing? Like the 2 initial D6s, right? Is the 2 initial D6s?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, so you rolled 2 and 2, so it's 4 plus 5. 9, 11. So he's at this much. Alright. Do you have another attack?
That is all I can do.
Alright. Hathron, you go running up, and like Zeus, you throw this javelin like a bolt of lightning, and it goes flying, making a huge impact into the backside of Gorthok, as you guys could, as Daedalus and Alistair can now see the sort of large spike that's protruding out its backside, marking that Hathron is still in the fight, regardless of the distance. Gorthok begins to turn his gaze away from Alistair for a moment, trying to turn himself to face Daedalus and Hathron, who are attacking him from behind. Alistair, what do you do? You are flanking the creature.
So in this moment, Alistair is going to now go grab at his waistside his obsidian rapier, and he's going to thrust it through the nostrils of the boar. So let's see what I roll here. 15.
That hits, but see if you roll crit, because you have advantage.
Oh, yes, you're right.
This is your damage roll. I see it coming. So you roll a 6 and see if you can double it.
Come on, baby. Big money. No.
No, I cannot. Alright, so
6 points of piercing damage as you see Alistair shoves the rapier into the nostril, piercing the flesh on like the upper part of the nostril, and you can see it kind of poking out of its skin on the other side, just very barely, and Alistair pulls it out.
Alright. You got Gorthok's attention again. He did not like that. Do you have anything else that you wish to do?
Alistair, in this moment, he's going to turn back around. He wants to see if he sees anybody watching him still. He still has that bit of unease, like the hairs on the back of his neck are standing. A 16.
You turn back. And as you turn back, you see nothing for a second, but you take your eyes off of what's in front of you for just a little too long. And as you turn your head back, you swear you saw something as you turned your head. You saw a brief image of a cloaked figure. As you go to turn your head back to what you saw, there's a sudden impact as Gorthok attacks. He's going to use his lightning tusk to attack you whilst you're distracted. However, he rolled a 1. So, as you're looking off in the distance, you see you go to look back at that cloaked figure, and before you can really get a vision of it, you hear a cacophonous boom as dust, rocks, dirt, everything around you is kicked up as Gorthok slams his tusk into the two stone hedge-like structures that are separating him from you, completely obliterating them, knocking shrapnel everywhere. After that, it is the end of Gorthok's turn, going to Daedalus. Daedalus is going to... Oh, things are looking a little dire here. He's not feeling too good. Daedalus is at 3 HP. I want y'all's opinion. Does Daedalus attack with the sickle again, or does he attempt to grapple the creature and hold it down for Hathron to get a strike in on it and hopefully finish it?
I don't know. Apparently grappling doesn't fucking work.
I say go for the fucking...
Oh, because you didn't land it.
I fucked it up.
What did you say, Zach?
Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Just fuck it up.
So attack. All right. Daedalus is going to once again chop at that back right hind leg as the creature charges into the structure. He sees the shrapnel go flying everywhere. He sees no sign of Alistair on the other side. He can only assume the worst has happened. So he's going to take the sickle back and chop it right back into that back right leg again. With advantage. Wow, what is the possibilities that he would roll that, bro? That's... Forgive me.
One in 400.
You're the DM.
Bad night.
Class. Have some self-respect, okay? I have advantage, not because I'm the DM, but because I'm flanking.
That is true. I also had advantage.
Oh my god.
No way.
No way.
Oh my god.
Clip that. Oh so my god.
That's not possible. That's not possible. How? How? I'm running the game. How? Dude,
that
Daedalus,
is insane.
Dude, what is wrong with you right now, dude? Get this man a tennis racket. Because he can't hit nothing right now. Come on, man. What is going on?
That's a 1 in 18,000 chance.
1 in 18,000 just happened in front of your eyes. I literally rolled 3 ones back to back to back.
Oh my goodness.
I'm actually upset because we need this because I'm at 3 HP. He's at freaking 7. You're at 20 because you haven't gotten hit yet by the grace of God. But anyways... Daedalus swings at Gorthok's hind legs and he chops at air. He swings at nothing. He goes to swing down and Gorthok has completely moved. He's stepped forward towards Alistair and Daedalus is swinging and hitting nothing but dirt. After that, we go to Hathoron. Hathoron, it is up to you now, my brother.
Alright. I have a tough decision to make. 5, 10, 15, 20. Yep, I'm going to do it. All right, I'm going to move. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Right here. So now I'm in melee range. I'm going to frenzy. And I'm going to great axe, obviously.
3.
Okay.
All right, let me roll that damage. 5 damage. Oh, shit.
Okay.
8, 9, 10 damage. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Do another one.
Block.
Does a 10 hit?
No, it does not.
All right, and after that, that's all I can do.
Alright. Hathoron, you go running up to Gorthok, and once again, you lose yourself in the frenzy of battle, swinging left, right, across your body, trying to swipe at Gorthok in any way you can. You feel impact on the first swing. You can see the blood splatter from the back left side of his body. You see a large gash open up on its sort of thigh to that leg. Swing back, no impact. Now, the creature is bloody. Alistair, what do you do?
Alistair, he's going to point his finger where he saw the cloaked creature, and he's going to shoot an Eldritch Blast in that direction.
Wow.
Alistair. As you raise your finger and you take your eyes from Gorthok to where you thought you saw something tracing in your vision as you looked rapidly left, right, you saw a flash of something. You look back right in that spot. And as you look, you shoot an Eldritch Blast. And for a moment, as you lock eyes right there in front of you, you see a cloaked figure standing just behind a tree. You can only see a portion of its body, but you can see a little bit of its face, in a way. You see what look to be dark, mandible-like features at the front of it, and these bulging, golden eyes. And as you shoot this Eldritch Blast, you watch as you blink for from the force of casting this, there's nothing there. And you just hear a snickering laughter in the background as you watch the Eldritch Blast go careening off through the forest. You hear something in the back of your mind chuckle at what's transpired in this moment. Do you do anything else?
No. No, he doesn't. He's just going to stand there, and you can tell that he is terrified. If you can see him. I don't know if you guys have visibility, but yeah, that's it.
Oh, Daedalus can't see you because he's directly on the opposite side. Hathron can, though. Hathron definitely saw what you just did. Do with that information what you will, Hathron, whenever the time comes. But it's Gorthok's turn. Gorthok's going to, Oh, boy. It's been enough turns. Alistair. Oh. As the description of nothing but pure terror enters your body, your hand pointed out just before, it sinks slowly down to your arms, your eyes widen, you feel your lips begin to quiver, but then you hear something. Boom, 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 and as you turn to the right, you see Gorthok's jaw turned ever so slightly to the right side. Has opened up, and you see a bright blue beam begin to scoom out towards you. Gorthok shoots a bolt of lightning at you. Roll me a dexterity saving throw. Disadvantage, though, because you are frightened.
Oh, fuck.
And I would say at this point you're surprised. Your eyes are on something 11. Else. 11. Unfortunately, Alistair, that is a big old failure.
Good.
You take... Oh! You take 23 lightning damage.
Oh, I'm unconscious! What the fuck? 23 damage? Y'all better fucking run. Y'all are so dead.
You take 23 points of lightning damage as Daedalus and Hathron, what we see is we see Gorthok's head from... We can see only the backside. Hathron, you can see a kind of portion of its front, and you can see Alistair standing there, his eyes looking in the wrong direction as he turns. You see the blast of lightning resonate and make impact right with the dead center mass of Alistair. You watch as this lightning bolt hits Alistair right in the stomach, and he is catapulted. Not hit. There's not just an impact. He is catapulted down the hill 40, 50 feet. He goes flying to the base of the hill. You watch as he gets launched probably 20, 30 feet, and then he tumbles the other 30, 40, limpless all the way down the body, down the hill. He is a mess. As this blast happens, Hathron, you hear next to you, Alistair! No! And then Daedalus goes running in, and he jumps up, grabbing the sickle with both hands, and tries cleaving it down into the side of Gorthok. He's just going to try to grab impact and try to just make any sort of a strike he can. Not a one again. Please, God. Okay, he finally hits. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank yourself.
All right. See the damage. He does 7 points of damage to Gorthok. Hathron, you see before you watch Daedalus take a running start, maybe 5-10 feet, he steps back and runs forward, leaping up, and he crashes down with the sickle into the side of Gorthok. You see him slide down a little bit, creating a huge gash in its side. As he does this, he pulls down further and further. You hear his voice begin to strain. Finish this orc's bane! As he looks to you, Hathron, Gorthok's head turns towards towards Daedalus. You see him in pain, sort of screaming out. He turns, trying to bite down towards him, but you see a huge opportunity. What do you do?
I shall take that opportunity by frenzying once more. Garbage. Get out of here. Fantastic. All right.
Wow.
17.
Holy shit.
Athron, describe as you see Daedalus pulling at the hind leg side of Gorthok. You see Gorthok's head turning around trying to reach back at Daedalus. You see his maw open trying to bite down towards him. You go rushing forward in a frenzy. How do you want to do this?
Athron rushes forward, rears back, swings as hard as he can. And he doesn't feel it hit. And so he rotates and does like a spinning side swing, I guess. And that hits. And it cleaves its way through the boar's forehead, going about halfway to the base of its skull, kind of taking off the top of the boar's skull, made like a little hat. And he lets go of the axe because he's exhausted and tired, but he knows he's got the kill. And he falls to one knee and just stares up at the dying or dead boar, waiting for it to fall over.
Athron, you take this overhead strike towards the creature, bringing the axe down. You don't feel an impact. And you do this sort of pirouetting side strike back into the creature, and using the momentum of the previous swing, you bring the axe cleaving into the forehead, the skull of Gorthok. You watch and you can feel the skunk-thunk as you make a resonating impact. You watch the skull split and shatter, brain matter and sparks of lightning tracing into the sky around you. You watch as the axe sinks in. Gorthok takes a step back on its hind leg that isn't any good, and it falls to the ground for a moment. It snarls. Its eyes roll back. You watch the traces of lightning flicker from its eyes. And you watch as Gorthok flops down lifeless. All around you goes silent. The storm begins to dissipate. And you watch as all traces of lightning or thunder leave Gorthok. You see these blue traces of lightning from his tusk begin to dissipate as he goes limpless and lifeless. Gorthok the Thunderboar is now dead. Continuing on, though, Gorthok the Thunderboar lies slain after one Hathron Orcsbane destroyed him with a resonating, cleaving strike into the forehead, destroying the skull, splitting it asunder of the Thunder God's sort of avatar. I wouldn't even say avatar, it's a demigod, a minor being. But nonetheless, still a very powerful creature that nearly killed the party. So, Athron, you see before you the dead, lifeless and limp body of Gorthok the Thunderborn. You see down the hill, what seems to be Alistair at the base, completely, you assume, dead from the blast of lightning that he took at point blank range. What do you wish to do?
So first thing, Hathron would like to remove one of the Thunderboar's femurs from its body.
So you can only do so much in one turn, so tell me everything you're trying to do, and then we'll say what you can do.
Well, I'm going to take the femur, because I want to replace the handle of my axe with its bone.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll tell Daedalus we should see about Alistair.
Okay, go ahead and roll me your survival check. As you're checking the creature, as Hathron, you're checking Gorthok's remains with a survival check, Daedalus is already running down the hill towards Alistair. He gives no shits about Gorthok's body. He's completely run around that, and you hear him running down the hill. Alistair! Alistair! Roll with advantage.
Oh.
excuse me.
And?
Now roll me a strength check.
Alright. Either way, it doesn't matter. Yeah. An 8 or a 12, you pick.
You succeed in removing Gorthok's femur from his body. Unfortunately, in doing so, you mutilate most of his corpse. You kind of remove it by force, and you don't go the easy way of doing it. You just kind of keep tugging and pulling until it just rips out of there. You manage to break off one of its tusks, one that was already chipped from the fight, and one of the impacts into the obelisk there at the top of the hill. And you can feel sort of this pulsing, static-like energy in the tusk. And you can almost feel it in the femur that you've taken as well. Hathron, you get the femur and the tooth of Gorthok, or tusk, rather.
Sick.
And you got the vibe of that electrical energy being resonating within. You'll need help deciphering what that is, though. Is there anything else you wish to do? Do you want to get up and start heading down towards Alistair?
Yeah, head downhill, because he's already heading there, so I don't need to say anything about it.
Alright. You start heading towards the bottom of the hill. Daedalus is already there, kneeling at the side of Alistair Darkheart. You're probably about 10 feet away as you see Daedalus is crouched, kind of looking over Alistair. Alistair, what do Hathron and Daedalus see as Daedalus is crouched over your unconscious body and Hathron approaches the scene?
So, the position you guys see Alistair on is he is belly down and he is sprawled out as if he literally, because he did, get fucking ragdolled. You can see his midnight blue cloak with the golden filigree. There's a big circular hole in there where the beam of lightning energy hit Alistair. And you can see forming, it seems like it starts stronger more in the middle where the hole is. There's like shards of ice coming out of Alistair. And you can see this like kind of like icy mist kind of slowly coming off of Alistair's body.
Daedalus takes a moment. He's kind of speechless in the moment. He looks, his hands are kind of out before him, palms out towards Alistair, but he does not know what to do in this moment. Daedalus looks down, his eyes bewildered. He looks over at you, Hathron. What in the nine hells is going on with him?
I don't know. I just met him.
Could this be something to do with the orcs? Something to do with the ritual? This is powerful magic.
No, it was the... Given that it was the Thunderbore, I assume not. I saw him when we were fighting the beast, attacking something that wasn't there. When he wakes up, if he wakes up, I will question him.
Daedalus turns his eyes from you down to Alistair as the ice begins to, and the mist begins to fade away. Daedalus begins to reach into his back and begins to try to mend Alistair's wounds the best he can. At this time, we're going to have a little bit of a time skip as Hathron takes the time to go and hunt a meal, and Daedalus preps the camp and tends to Alistair's wounds. Hathron, can you roll me a survival check to see what kill you bring back?
Yes, I can. Big value.
Oh, that's good. Hathron, you come back with two wolf carcasses. We're having wolf tonight. We do not care. We're eating whatever we gotta eat. Hathron, as you return to the camp, you see a fire has been lit and three tents have been put up, one for each of you. You see Daedalus sits in front of the campfire. You see he's taken off his plate armor, and he's in just sort of common clothes at this point, just plain colored. And you see him sitting before the fire. He's seemingly expecting you. He looks up at you as you approach, and he nods, and he looks back down towards the fire as you bring forth the two corpses of the wolves you've hunted.
Hathorn's gonna approach and sit down next to the fire, and he's gonna look at Daedalus. He's gonna say, "You fought well, lizard."
Daedalus looks up at you for a moment. "Well, it's not like I had a choice. You took care of us having any form of strategy when it comes to this. It nearly got us all killed. It may have gotten Alistair killed."
"The reason I chose to run up the hill is because, especially after the Thunderbolt was summoned, I knew that those shamans were the priority. And given that you killed the orcs that approached, you seem to be the warrior I think you are. Alistair's plan of blowing the door and storming the hill was a noble pursuit. But the problem is, he is not yet tempered in his mind. He's lacks experience. He did not anticipate other options. And that will serve as a lesson to him going forward. And for you, although you may be angry with me on how I chose to abandon you and let you fight on your own, I sense a satisfaction in you knowing you were able to kill those orcs. Do not think me a fool because I am large and angry. I've been doing this a long time.
Daedalus takes a moment and he looks back in the mirror, like he returns your stare. He leans forward. "Whatever you sensed, whatever you saw, forget about it. It's best left that way. I will not forget what happened today, that you left us here, and that he may be dead because of this. And I want you to remember that when you were alone with the Thunderbore, it was I who came running up that hill after you. I could have left you to die. And I may have been better off doing it." As he says this, Daedalus gets up. He looks towards you for a second. He scoffs, just kind of, and walks off towards wherever his tent is, and goes inside. Alistair, pain, throbbing pain across your whole body, a pain unlike any you've felt before. Singeing you, every inch of you, begins like a static shock, and then it turns into this fiery, burning sensation beneath your skins, and eventually it cools until you're stiffened, frozen. You are enveloped by darkness. You can see wisps of the void of smoke, but all you feel is emptiness and a chilling embrace. You hear footsteps. First they come from behind you, then you hear some to your left, some to your right. They stop. Then you look forward in front of you and you see, some feet away, something in the darkness, something within the void, gazing back at you. You get the sense of a figure. You see a chitinous, clawed-like appendage, four razor-sharp barbed fingers reach out towards you, and you hear, "Alistair." And with that, you take a sudden breath of air, fresh, living air, as you are jolted by the terror of what you have just seen, and you are now awake at the campfire. You take a deep breath. You look around. You see Daedalus over by his tent. He's turned towards you at this point, looking at you. You see Hathron's eyes have left the fire, looking at you as well. But that is where we're going to end the session tonight, gentlemen. Now, I just want to take time before we end the session to take the time, as always, to thank you, the audience, for joining us tonight. And to thank you guys for being here with me and for playing in today's session. I appreciate you both, Parker, Zach. You guys are very appreciated for being here and, you know, taking part in this with me. And I appreciate the audience for being here and sharing in this experience with us. We are always looking to grow. We are always looking to find new avenues to promote our presence. So if you are interested in sponsoring the channel and interested in sponsoring this campaign, you can always reach out to our socials. You can always just support us by giving us a like, giving us a follow, or even sharing some of our content. We do have a Patreon, and I just want to take this time to thank our patrons, Melanie Draws, Melanie Cutchlone, and Anakin, my son. So I just want to say a special thank you to the three of you. I love you all so very much. And from everyone here at Forge 20 Studios, thank you guys for being here. And with that, that is the end of our session. Y'all take it easy.
Well, Forgers, that is all for this episode of Thrones. Before we shut down the forge this evening, I would like to give a special shout-out, a spotlight, you might say, to one of our artists, Art of Morningstar. If you need tattoos, commissioned art, or anything of the like, David Morningstar is your man. Feel free to reach out to David at Art of Morningstar on Facebook and Instagram. Now, the forge is shutting down for now. We'll see you guys next week for another episode of Forge D20. Take it easy.